Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Amen. If today happens to be the very first time you are fellowshipping with us, this is Peacekeepers Assembly. This is a place where the grace of God dwells. This is where the favor of God is, the peace of God is. And we want to tell you that you are welcome among us and you are at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And we assure you that before this service will be over, you will testify of the goodness of the Lord. Today happens to be the last Sunday in the month of September, our month of prophetic push. And I believe that there is a word from God to crown this month for you. Amen. And throughout the month, we are looking at various subjects about the prophetic word of God. And this morning, I bring you God's word titled, The Mystery of the Prophetic Word. Acts chapter 6 from verse 1 to 4. Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. The mystery of the prophetic word. Amen. When we say mystery, it means something you cannot explain. It is true that many people, even you yourself, you cannot see any way out. But God is going to grant you a turnaround that you will find it difficult to explain, but God will do it. I say God will do it. Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. The Bible said, now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists. The Hellenists are Greek-speaking Jews, like the way an Ashanti man will speak Ghana, like the way an Ewe will speak Fafra. Amen? They're the Hellenists. Let me take it. Now, in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 disciples, of course, summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. Every head bow and every eye go. Father, anoint your word to anoint your people. Bless your man servant this day that your word will come forth in power. Break chains, let there be a performance of your word in the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Shout the mystery of the prophetic word. Now, every word from God, whether spoken or written, has an assignment to fulfill. It is like the words out of the mouth of every human being. There is a goal of every word that comes out from the mouth of every individual. And that goal must be met. No matter who is speaking, the person has an assignment or a goal in mind. The person may be a lecturer. The person may be a juju man. The person may be a journalist, a king. The person may even be your critic. But whoever is in the place of using words has an assignment in mind. Praise be to God. And the words that people speak, the main assignment and the main goal is to inform. Shout, inform. When you are informed about something, you are told about something you know about or not. The goal of every word that is spoken by man is to inform. The word may be a word of instruction. It may be a word to educate. It may be a word of command. But the general purpose for which people use words is to inform. But the assignment of the word of God is different from that of man. That anytime the word of God comes, it does not come to inform you. It does not come to educate you, to teach you subject-verb agreement. That we don't say he has tomatoes, but he has tomatoes. The word of God does not educate you, but the purpose for which the word of God is sent is so that you will be transformed. You didn't hear your amen. The word of God, when it is sent into the life of any individual or into any situation, the purpose is for transformation. Come on, shout transformation. The only evidence that proves that somebody is walking with God and even the word of God is seen in how the word of God transforms that individual. And I don't know about you, but somebody's life is about to be transformed this morning. When you stick with the word of men for so long, you will be informed in life. But when you stick with the word of God has the capacity to transform your story. It has the capacity to transform your destiny. And this morning you shall again experience the transformation power of God. I say you are not going to live here the same way you came up. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 8, that the Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it lighted upon Israel. God sent a word into an individual, and it transformed him into a nation. God sent the word into the life of a hustler, somebody who loses more than he gains, but the word of the Lord transformed him to be a blessed individual. I don't know where you are in life, but the word of the Lord has capacity to transform your story. I speak the word of the Lord into your life. May your healing be effected. May your story change. Receive that capacity in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jacob was cheated 10 times. His salary was reduced. But when God sent his word into Jacob, the word changed him into a blessed man. He didn't lose anymore, but he gained. I prophesy before this month to be over, your profit will come home. I say your profit will come home in the name of the Lord Jesus. Clap your hands and shout hallelujah. When you are transformed, you are changed in character. When you are transformed, you are changed in nature. It even gets to a level where your importance and your value in life changes. Being transformed is like God calling you back into heaven and rebuilding you for special assignment on the earth. I don't know about you, but someone will be transformed. That is why anyone who will come to God must position himself or herself to receive the word of the Lord. Your transformation, ladies and gentlemen, is according to the master plan of God. There is a blueprint or a plan by which God transforms your life. You are not here without schedule. God has a plan concerning your life, and he looks at that plan in order to transform you. That master plan contains the day that you were born and even the day that you die. In the master plan of God, the people you are to meet before this year will be over, God has already registered it in that master plan. Where you must be at a particular point in time, God has recorded it in that master plan. That is why I want you to know that you are not here in this church this time by accident, because you are on a certain plan, and that plan of God will be unfolded in your life. Is somebody hearing me at all? In the master plan of God, you are to do some things. You are to become some things. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. Hebrews 10, verse 7, the Bible said, I said, behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. To do your will, oh God, to do your will. I love Psalm 139, verse 16. Can you project Psalm 139, verse 16 and give it to us in the NLT because of an emphasis over there. Psalm 139. Tell somebody God is about to open your book. That is so weak. Shout, God is about to open your book. For the last time, I want to say, like, have fire in your bones. Say, God is about to open your book. Bible says Psalm 139, verse 16 says that you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Whoever you become in life, it is already settled in heaven. It is already recorded in God's book. Are you here with me? But the thing about life is that anyone who rejects the word of God and refuses to walk with God, it looks like the chapters of the person's life is closed. The book that must reveal the counsel of God is closed. So those people, they live their life by chance. They don't have anything. They don't meet people they are supposed to meet. They try one thing or the other. But I have a prayer in my heart for you this morning, that the book concerning your destiny will be opened this morning. Oh, I said the book that contains you becoming the next breadwinner, let that book be opened this morning. The book that will save you from being a tenant, a disgraceful tenant, to becoming your own property owner. Let that book come upon you. Forces your healing. May God open that book this morning. Clap and shout hallelujah. Oh, come and shout hallelujah. And so you begin to live when the prophetic word gains expression in your life. Your life starts, ladies and gentlemen, when you draw vitality from the word of God. Hear me. For you to live, it's not dependent on fried rice and fried pork. Two fries. Fried rice, even the leaves are fried. It's not dependent on fufu and light soup. That smells a lot of garlic because you want to work on your heart. To live does not start with food, but to start living starts when your spirit can eat the word of the Lord. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4. Matthew 4, verse 4. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. In other words, when you eat anything with starfish tuna, your body will take the nutrients. The rest will come out through the WC. But when you have the word of God in your spirit, it imparts to you life. Life, life. I said the word of God imparts life. I don't know what is dead in your life. The sound of my voice, something is bouncing back alive. Your career is bouncing back alive. I say your career is bouncing back alive. Please pass my spirit. The fortune in your life, we declare a restoration in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and shout to me like thunder. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds, present continuous, that proceeds from the mouth of God. Praise be to God. The word of God reveals or communicates the thought patterns of God. The word of God reveals to us what God is thinking about us in a particular moment. Those who associate with God's word are actually associating with the thinking pattern of God. There is a way God thinks. Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 8 to 9. Can we go into God's word? Or can we go into God's word? Isaiah 55, 8 to 9. The Bible said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. There is a way God thinks, and there is a way human being thinks. The ways of God are higher than the ways of men. The result that God brings into life is higher than the result a man can be able to make happen. Are you hearing me? And so, your thoughts, it is said that your thoughts affect your actions. And your actions affect your results. Are you hearing me? So for us to know how you think, let's look at your results. If you know how God thinks, it is possible to know, because anytime God heals an individual, what is in the mind of God is that he does not want his children to be sick. That is why he will provide the healing power. And so when God thinks about healing you, his thought pattern affects his actions. What does he do? He put his healing word in the mouth of his servant, so that once his servant declares the word, the result will be that you are healed. Is somebody hearing me? Your thoughts reveal your actions. And your actions are responsible for the result you have in life. A lot of people see the same results because their everyday actions are the same. You cannot see a different result when your actions are the same. But the result of some people are always the same because their actions are the same. And why are their actions the same? Because the thinking pattern has not changed. In the day you think different, your actions will automatically change and your results will be affected. That is why, for me, one of the biggest miracles in the Bible is for a man to change his mindset. Change his mindset in line with the word of God. Is somebody hearing me? If you keep seeing the same results, before you blame any witch, look at your thinking pattern. Until your thinking pattern changes, chances are that you don't have different results in life. Your result in life cannot be different from how you think. In fact, your result is a reflection of how you think. Praise be to God. A lot of us need to embrace the word of God, which carries the capacity to affect our thinking patterns, so that we will think in a new way. We must renew our thinking pattern from the traditional mindset. Shout the traditional mindset. Many of you were told that women are problematic. That is how you have been raised. That is how your mindset is. And many women too have come to believe that. And so they don't expect a difference in life because they see themselves to be problematic. Because there are some men who have grown up with that traditional mindset. They consider women to not have a place in even a relationship. So don't talk. When I'm talking, it's fine now. Because to you, when the woman opens her mouth, problems will be anointed and shifted into your life. It is a traditional mindset which is contrary to the word of God. Because the word of God said the woman is a helpmeet. Meaning that what you can do, she can equally do. She can even do the things that you are failing. You are not clapping. You are not clapping to the word of God. God said a woman is helpmeet. You say women are problems. No wonder your results are like that. All the women that come into your life, if they don't bring Hurricane Katrina, they bring earthquake. Because as a man thinks, so is he. Praise be to God. You have been taught that when you are sick, coil yourself under the blanket. Coil yourself and be shaking. Guru, 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 guru. Hey, Pastor, I'm sick. Why didn't you show up for the prayer meeting? Pastor, I have no idea. I had headache on my leg. The headache shifted from my head and entered my leg. I had leg ache. But the Bible will teach you, Isaiah 33:24, that those that live in Zion must not say, I am sick. Yeah. Yeah. Is somebody here? I'm here alone. He said, no one living in Zion and the inhabitants will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity. Even if it was sin bringing the sickness, once you refuse it, your sins are being forgiven. You are not clapping to the word of God. You are being taught to say that I am sick. I remember many years ago, when I was serving my pastor, I served my pastor from the year 2008 to the year 2014. One day, I felt sick. My pastor said I was not sick, so I felt sick. And I did not go to church. And after service, he called me and said, "Why were you not in church?" I said, "Oh, Pastor, you know, I have to add flavor to the feeling. Pastor, I was not feeling, I'm sick." He said, "Stop behaving like a follower. Behave like a leader." He said, "Do you think it's every day that I feel good to minister to God's people? You are behaving like a follower. Stop behaving like a follower. Behave like a leader." Sickness left me. The sickness, as I heard those words, the sickness left me. Because I've realized that I am selfish. I think about myself. My pastor is a pastor and is able to minister to people because he put aside those feelings to be there. So he does not even know which one he does not feel fine. So do you think it's every day that I feel okay? My minister to God's people, stop behaving like a follower. Behave like a leader. Since then, whether it is COVID, whatever way I feel, I am not sick. He's putting a mindset into my mind. I tell somebody, you cannot be sick. No, you say, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Say, you cannot be sick. Because it is a thought pattern in the kingdom of God. You can choose to have a traditional mindset, but the inhabitants of Zion must not say, I am sick. Give the Lord praise. Many of you have a traditional mindset about giving. You have been taught that keep. Anytime you see, keep, you will have more. And even when you are keeping, pretend that you don't have. So no matter how God blesses you, it looks like you are not blessing now. Looking at your life looks like every day there's a problem. It's a mindset that has been planted in you. It has affected your actions. It's even affecting your results. Are you there with me?
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 11, 24. But the word of God will teach you something that will help you to renew one. He said that there is one who scatters, yet increases more. Can you give to us another version? For clarity's sake, there's one who scatters and there's one who withhold. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. You are not clapping to this one. Amen. In the kingdom of God, the thought is that your thoughts are not my thoughts. The reason you lose everything is because you hold back, you become stingy. I believe in investment. I even teach you in church. And when you have money, learn to invest. Keep money. But there's a degree in God for you to have more, for you to create space for more. You must give. Giving must be part of you. Amen? Giving must be part of you. You start giving compliments. Oh, you look good. You smell good. I like how you smile. Many of you don't give compliments. The Lord have mercy on you. You smile. You must give because the day you stop giving, you start dying. Life, you move from nothing into abundance by the principle of giving. It is contrary to the traditional mindset. When Esther said, there are some people, they are so stingy that once you are around, they are hungry, their own food, they can't eat. They prefer to die with you in hunger than to share their food with you. I believe you remember some people. Praise be to God. And so the miracle of divine manifestations begin with a change of mindset. Praise be to God. Even Joseph, regardless of the prophetic word he has received, how he saw that his brother would bow to him. The sun, the moon, the stars will bow to him. The word of God tried him many times so that until he changes his mind, he will not see manifestation. Psalm 105, verse 19. Can we go a little bit deeper? Psalm 105 verse 19. The Bible said, until the time that his word came to pass. There is a word hanging on your life. Before it will come to pass, the word of the Lord will test you. It will test you till you change your mind. Until you change your mind, you will not see a manifestation. Until you change your mind, you don't see a miracle. I don't know who the prophet, maybe Prophet Green, Prophet Blue, Prophet Red may have spoken God's word in your life. But before that word will come to pass, the word of God itself will try you. It will test you. Until you change your mind, some of you must change your mind. You see, Joseph was put into the pit by his brothers. He came to Potiphar's house because he had a certain mindset. He had to go back to the dungeon, into the pit, in a prison. It was even worse off than what the brothers put him in. Until he changed his mind. Until he changed his mind that I will not hurt my brothers anymore. Many of you, you are hearing the sound of my voice. You are Christians, all right. You speak in tongues. But one thing you lack is that you don't like human beings. You only come close to human beings because of what they are. But you don't like human beings. You don't like people in your space. When you have little money, you have an air of resistance around you. People can approach you. God wants you to change your mind. Because any blessing that will come into your life is because of other people. Give the Lord praise. Any blessing God will put into your life is because of others. Hello? You must begin to love human beings. Genuinely. Some of you are very selective. If the person doesn't wear a particular cloth, you don't get close to the person. You are selective. That's why God will put your miracle in a place that looks like baller. You are not happy. So that you miss it. So that the day you discover it, you humble yourself. Some of you have a vindictive nature. You are what does it mean? You secretly wish that somebody fall down and die. Say, God, when you bless me, I'll buy a gun. I'll buy only one bullet. I will not miss. I'll shoot him down. Until you change that mindset, that vengeance is unto the Lord. He said, the battle is the Lord's, not a political slogan. But what? Give the Lord praise in his house. Until you forgive, until you let go. If you don't change that mind, the word of the Lord is still testing you. It's still testing you. Sometimes, God will hand over your enemies to you to see what you will do. I look at the brothers of Joseph when they came to Egypt. They were at the mercy of Joseph. Joseph didn't have to even speak. Just has to do this. You just point them and do this, and they are gone. Recognizing. You know the people who hurt you, they even forget they hurt you. You know why you remember? Because the wound they did to you, the scar is there, so it reminds you. God put them at his mercy to see if he was a king. A king must have the virtue of mercy. No matter what people have done to you. The pastors who are around me, they know. There's no way you hurt me that I didn't go and be praying that God bind his leg. I curse you. I curse you. If you fall, you will not fall around me. Maybe you are ordained to fall, but you bypass me and go and fall somewhere else. Hello? If you are, you must be a king, a leader, a powerful individual. One virtue that people must see is that you show mercy. Give the Lord praise. You must not be vindictive. You must not be seeking revenge. Some of you must change from the character of making good things look dirty. The thing will be good until you touch it. When you touch it, it becomes very bad. God, tell somebody, God wants you to change your mind. Amen. Are you catching something this morning? God wants you to change. There are a lot of people whose mindset have not been renewed. That is why they find it difficult to walk with God. Because you cannot walk with God and still hold your views. People say, how can two people walk together unless they agree? God is thinking this way. You have your own mindset. That is what it looks like. God is against you. It's like God has forgotten. No, he wants you to change your mindset. Renew your mind. Touch your head. Say, my mind is renewed. In the name of Jesus. A lost generation is one that the word of God is not preached. Any generation that will enter into doom is a generation that likes magic. Oh, Shenkom. Some people, thank God, the people that do that, they are not in Peacekeepers Assembly. When they come to church, when the man of God reads the scripture, they shut down. The moment the man of God said, in the realms of the spirit, they are awake. They don't like the word of God. They don't. Any generation that will enter into doom is a generation that is bankrupt of God's word. There are many places that those who are to preach God's word are pushed to do other things. There are preachers, because of the pressure of the people, they stop preaching God's word. They become motivational speakers. Some of them are into catering services. Some pastors cook banku in church. Don't tell me you don't know. They cook banku, they pan fufu in church. They have been shifted to do other things. The sole aim of calling you as a pastor, Jeremiah 3:15. God said, I'll give you pastors according to my heart desire, who will teach you knowledge and understanding, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. There are some pastors, their aim is to visit orphanages. It's good, but that is not the sole responsibility, the core responsibility. That was what was happening in the scripture we read. The pastors in those days were reduced to people who served tables. They became caterers. So when you come to church, you come with your plate and they'll cook. They say, all widows should sit on one side. All singles, all orphans. They're married. They group them. They start serving food. That's all they do. They come to church, they serve food. They give you clothes, they give you envelope, you go home. The reality came upon them that, hey, he said it is not good for us to relegate preaching of the gospel to the background. Choose from among you people of good reputation, people who have the Holy Spirit and have wisdom in them. Let them wait on tables. That's why when you are in church, believe God for God to use you to not only do something in church, but in his kingdom. Give the Lord praise. Amen. Here you see, our cup is running over. We need more chairs. Thank God, one of our brothers is selling chair. Brother, I didn't just get that for people to see. He's selling very beautiful chairs. So you can't sing. You can't lead prayer. What you can do, you can buy chair. You buy chairs, and buy chairs. So when you close, see him. Okay, see him. Add transportation money to it. Or you can go and buy, his shop is not far from it. You can buy a chair. You are waiting on tables. But when a preacher leaves the preaching of the gospel and start waiting on tables, there is disaster. Are you hearing me? There is what? What is chasing you is not chair. What is chasing you wants to kill you. But I said, the only way that thing can be stopped, that thing can be destroyed, is when we give ourselves to continual prayer and the ministration of God's word. Give the Lord praise. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer, continually to the ministering of God's word. My core assignment is not to be sharing food. There's a place where I'll share food. But my core assignment is not sharing food. My core assignment is to preach the unadulterated word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible said, for the message of the cross is foolishness unto them that perish. But to us who have been saved, it is the power of God. My God. The message of the cross. The message, 1 Corinthians 1:18. the message of the cross. Hey. The message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction. But we who have been saved know it is the very power of God. So the word of God, as it is being preached, once you open your spirit, there is no demon strong enough that can stand the power of God. There is no curse strong enough. Maybe the one who cursed you is dead and told you that because the person is dead, that curse cannot be reversed. It cannot stop the very power of God. I don't know what the enemy has put on you, but I declare from the altar of God, it is broken in the name of Jesus. Shout and say, break! Hallelujah. So the prophetic word, the word that comes from the mouth of God, is a mystery. It's something that cannot be explained. That somebody from a very crooked background, somebody that your parents borrowed money to take you to school, even at a point they couldn't pay, so you have to drop out from school. Somebody like you, you now have properties in your name. It's a mystery. Because people who have greater certificates, they have two masters. One PhD is in the pipeline. They cannot even see your tail light in life. It's a mystery for God to transform your life like that. I pray for you. I pray for you that your story is changing today. The louder the amen, the louder the testimony. I see the power of God drawing you out from the place of shame and is putting you in the place of honor, 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 honor. Clap your hands now. Celebrate God in this place. There are certain mysteries associated with the ministering of the prophetic word that I want to share with you. Number one, when the prophetic word is shared, I feel the power of God. Number one is that it guarantees access. The word of God guarantees what? Answers, answers. Amen. Or how do you say? Answers. It guarantees answer. Answer. Amen. The prophetic word is necessary requirement to have your prayer answered. Without a prophetic word in you, there is no platform to receive answers. John chapter 15, 7 to 8. Without God's word, hear me, nothing good will happen to you. Let me put it very blunt. Nothing, because God can do nothing outside of his word. When you receive God's word, it serves as a platform for answers to land on. Hello? Even birds need branches of trees to perch on. Aeroplanes, they need what? The runway. Helicopter need a helipad. My God. Answers and breakthrough, they need the platform of God's word. John chapter 15, 7 to 8. The Bible says, what did he say? If you abide in me and my word, my anointing oil, my word, my holy water, my word, my red bandana. If you abide, my words abide in you. You will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified. You are not clapping. That you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Praise be to God. If you abide in me, when you are in God, the sign that you are in God is that his word is in you. His word is in you. His word, and that word will bring every answer you require. Every answer you are looking for. He said that is what glorifies my Father in heaven. And the word does not only bring answer. It has a way of multiplying answers in your life. Are you there? So that you bear much fruit. Give the Lord praise in this place. Though the word of God is necessary to receive. But when you go to a shop and you don't have money on your momo, enough money on momo, or money in your pocket to buy an item, for you to have that item, what they tell you is that put money down. Put some money down so that it becomes what? A guarantee. They call it what? Guarantee that you surely come back. So the thing costs 500 cedis. All you have is 300 cedis. So you put it down. When you put it down, when anyone comes, we will not sell it to the person. So that 300 cedis becomes guarantee that you will come back and pick the item. So for the answer that you receive in life, the word of God that you have in your heart becomes God's deposit or guarantee in you that the 4x4, you will drive it. You are not clapping your hands. That land that you try to buy and you are not having money will come. You will not only buy that land, but you buy the house in addition to it. Clap your hands. Give the Lord grace in this place. So that word becomes a guarantee. God is saying that I will do what I said I will do. This is the proof that my word is sitting in your spirit. Praise be to God. Then number two, then I want to share as a mystery of the word of God is that it's a fuel for faith in your heart. The word of God is what? Fuel for faith in your heart. Just as a car goes to the fuel station to be refueled, the heart of every man must also go to the west station to be refueled. Hello? When you drive your car and you have an indication that your this thing is low, your fuel level is low, you say, oh, I don't respect these things. You get angry, so I'll not do it. I'll not go and buy fuel. Thanks be to God for your arrogance. You will not get to where you are going. Are you getting my point? You need to always refuel your tank as a Christian. Hello? You need to always do what? Refuel your tank. Because when you hear God's word, it generates faith in your heart. And we walk by faith, not by sight. When you come to a standstill, it's an indication that your fuel is finished. You need a top up. That is why you come to church. Bible says, the increase from strength to strength, those who come to Zion. When you come to Zion, you are refueled. The Bible said that. So by grace, are you saved through faith? It is not by yourselves, but it is the gift of God. Praise be to God. And so we need faith to live. But one thing about faith is that the day you gave your life to Christ, there was a measure of faith put in the inside of you. But small faith, ladies and gentlemen, produces small results. Do you hear that? Small faith produces what? If you want to have great results in life, it must be cultivated. You cultivate great faith. How do you do that? By hearing God's word. Bible says, Romans 10:17, faith comes, and it comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. That is how you cultivate faith for greater works. Praise be to God. So you can only achieve small things in life. You cannot achieve great things with small faith. It's not patapa. Say, me, I don't agree. It's not about you getting agreed or you are not getting agreed. The reality of the matter is that your results are big in life only when you have big faith. Your results are small in life when you have small faith. I pray to God that your faith will be cultivated. I pray that your faith will be cultivated. Shout another amen. And one thing about life is that you always get to that junction to show the evidence of what you have come to believe. If what you believe in, there is no substance to it, you'll be found wanting. I was talking to one of our brothers on Sunday. I told him now, when we give the testimony of what we are seeing here, it's not money, but it was faith in God. Bible said that, you can give the Lord a clap offering. Bible said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. How do we know that it's a substance? Until you come to a junction of trial persecution, we will not know that your leg is standing on the substance of faith. And so when persecuted time comes, the faith that you have in God produces this kind of results. Are you getting me? I don't know whether you have faith or not, but a time will come, you'll prove it. If you have no faith, by the time everything is through, you will not even be honest, you will calm down. Are you hearing my point? So when you have faith, no matter what the enemy brings, it will be same all right. Look at us. God has caused us to start a church. Then by 4 years' time, the church has collapsed. So where is the church? Is it has collapsed? It is. Then people can conclude. Because the result is bad. Either God is not part of it, or there was no faith. But when sin came, we had faith as shield to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. And God turned the same into honor. I prophesy over your life that you are coming out from every shame. You are coming out from every shame. You are coming up from every shame. I see God establishing your honor. You are receiving honor. You are receiving honor. Clap your hands in the word of the Lord. Praise be to God. The word of God builds faith in you. Anytime you encounter God's word, anytime you read your Bible or you listen to the preaching of God's word, you have had the visitation of God. You have had what? When you say God came to you, it is his word that will come to you. And the Bible will say that, and the word of the Lord came to Isaiah saying, 1 Samuel chapter 3. That was 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 21. 1 Samuel 3, 21. The word of the Lord came to Samuel in those days. And God visited. The Bible said, then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh, by what? Where the word of God is, God has appeared. So, the encounter you have with God in that season will begin to affect your results in life. Anyone who has not encountered God's word has not encountered God. And if you have not encountered God, you don't have God kind of results. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Praise be to God. And the Bible said about faith in Hebrews chapter 11, that by this the elders obtained a good report. I want to tell you something. Forget pleasing people. Don't try to impress people. Because human beings, no matter how straight you are, they say you are too horizontal. Hello? No matter how vertical you are, they'll say your leg is twisted. But when you have faith, faith swallows your weaknesses. The Bible says, by it, the elders obtain a good report. I'm telling you, every human being has weaknesses. You have shortcomings. But a man of faith, with his exploit, it looks like he does not have weaknesses in life. So you must work on your faith. Praise be to God. Shout, I have faith. Shout again, I have faith. Nothing can take place outside of God's word. Nothing can stand the test of time outside of God's word. The Bible said, Isaiah 40 verse 8, it said, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Praise be to God. Okay, let me go to the third mystery of the prophetic word. It is sent to send, it's sent as food to your spirit man. Next month, I told you, I'm going to preach on how to have a spirit that is wax strong. Every Bible said, guard your heart, in order to guard your spirit with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. By the grace of God, we're going to look at dynamics of your spirit man. And you realize that once your spirit man becomes agile, strong, you will have strength in life. Are you getting my point? Yeah. What happens in your life comes from your spirit. There are many of you, what flows out of your spirit is choked. But God will unchoke it. Amen? Man is spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. It is only bread that can, it's not only bread that can handle the needs of man. Man needs more than bread for survival and exploits. The things you are capable of handling in life is not determined by your body size. Are you hearing my point? The things you are capable of handling is not determined by your muscles. But you can handle many things in life by the disposition of your spirit. Your spiritual capacity will determine your impact in the kingdom of God. Therefore, a man who has a childlike spirit can only do what children can do. When we were young, we saw people who divide firewood. They carry, what's the name? No, not the axe, the one that looks like a hammer. Mattock. Then they put a chisel in the firewood. When they lift it, you hear, when you hear them, when you hear, that thing is heavy. A child cannot lift it. You see, those of you hide your things, you've got children in the house, put mattock down. Five children, they can't lift it from the ground. But it's very heavy. Are you there with me? That is how the spirit of some people are like. Their spirit is heavy. So, haven't you heard that there are some pictures taken to Malams to do something again? He said, as for this one, his spirit is too strong. Have you heard it before? Say, the spirit is too strong. Next month, your witches will come here, come and confess that you are too strong. Hallelujah. The Bible said the spirit of a man, Proverbs 18, verse 14. I'm rushing through for the sake of time. Proverbs 18, 14. The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness. But who can bear a broken spirit? So when an individual is sick, once the person hears God's word and empowerment comes into the person's spirit, HIV can disappear. A man's spirit will sustain him in his sickness. The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness. You know why? Once your spirit becomes strong, sickness cannot leave your body. Because every sickness has a spiritual dimension to it. Forget about the sweet names. COVID-19, HIV, diabetes. Diabetes sounds like Rose or Lucy. Diabetes. There is a demon behind it. That's why you can cast a demon and a sickness disappears. Tumor. Throat cancer, anal cancer, they are all demons. Every sickness that runs in your family, from you and the next generation, we cast it off in the name of Jesus. It is when you have fed your spirit that you are sensitive to who people are. When your spirit is dull, you cannot know who people are. When your spirit is sensitive, once they open their mouth, this man is a foolish man. Sorry, because of the things that came out from his mouth. Are you there with me? Proverbs 17, verse 28. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Once it fulfills your mind, it will come out. So when your spirit is alive, you can know who people are. You are sensitive to know that this guy, the way he talks, you'll backslide soon. You'll backslide. His prayer life will quench. But the thing, the Bible says what? Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he's considered perceptive. When a fool keeps quiet, you wouldn't know what is in his spirit. But when he opens his mouth, ow. Amen. All right, let's go to the last but one, and then we'll close. The mystery of the prophetic word is a template for a good life. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. It's a template for a good life. When a mason wants to design a block, they have a template, molding, whatever. They fetch the concrete and put it in. Once they remove it, it forms a building block, whether 5-inch block or 6-inch block. The word of God is a template for a good life. There are certain lives that are not good. God spoke to Joshua and said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way what? Oh, preaching. You will make your way, and then you have what? Not every success is good. Because somebody will not bring you his car. You took money for metal, but you went to buy cheap plastic. And you say you are a sharp guy. That success is not. That is why that mechanic will be in that place. Until Jesus can, he will not move to the next level. He is succeeding by such a good success. Are you getting my point? Hello? You say you do drinks for us to take. You say you, when you are going to fetch the water, you want to fetch it in a river. And when you came, we finished drinking, we say, the Lord bless you. Say, amen. The Lord cannot bless you. I get to my point. The word of God will show you that what you want to go into your body, you must consider other people. You must do it the way you like it. Love your neighbor. It's a template. Praise be to God. Oh, praise be to God. Anytime you be successful, there are three priorities you must have. Number one is the kingdom of God. Number two, your priest or your prophet. Number three is others. Amen. Many of you, when God is blessing you, don't consider his kingdom. You are not living the template of God's word. Seek it first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. The second one is his prophet. Amen. It is what? Prophet. I don't know what you mean. When God lifts you up, remember your prophet. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. What I'm saying, I'm not saying from the place of empathy. Oh, I want to pity you. It is God's word. You must take care of your prophet. You must take care of the man of God praying for you. You must be concerned to a certain degree his well-being. When all you do is that you castigate, you throw aspersions. Oh, my English has come. You throw aspersions against men of God. You don't have a future. The Bible said, if we have sown spiritual things to you or for you, is it a great thing if we reap material things? Is it too great that you shake my hand and there's $5,000? What does it spot? Then I will laugh and I'll tell you that the Lord has opened my eyes. He has not opened my eyes. Praise be to God. Then he asks, if others are partakers of this right over you, and we not, are we not even more? We have that right over you that I can call you and say, send me 10,000 cedis. Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. We don't do it because some of you, when I say, buy me airtime, pastor asked me for it, he's broke. You think that you take care of your family, God cannot take care of his prophet? The secret of this is that other people can harvest the blessing on your prophet whilst you are there, still fasting and praying. There's a gentleman in this church with his wife. They came to me. This is the first time I'm about to say this. Somewhere, I think last year, he bought his car. Before he registered the car, he came with a wife, 4x4. Man of God, we want to give it to you. I looked at him and I said, no. They were sad. I said, no, you need it more than I need it. You need it more than I need it. A second time he came, this one, his wife was, I said, pastor, I'm giving you from my heart. I said, I know. And when he was leaving, I blessed him. And that guy, oh boy. Are you hearing me? He's thinking about me. If it was some people, they'll say, have you added the papers? Not that receiving car from him is bad, But I'm a man of the spirit. I feel that it is not yet time. It's not yet what? It's not yet time. I said, no, you need it. But the blessing he must receive, it has been activated upon him and his generation. I hear him. You see, you are shocked. That's how some people think about us. Huh? I told my wife. My wife said, hey, you are a different person. Like she put it on free. Praise be to God. We are not looking for ways to take people for granted. I don't know what you are looking for, but God will bring it to your doorstep. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. So it becomes a template. So the third thing is others. Put others on your bill. Try. Pay a semester school fees for somebody who really wants it. Just a semester. Hello? Try. Buy a bag of water for somebody you know that now the bag of water, the price has increased. When you buy five, take one. Give it to your neighbor. That is in need. That is what? Amen. Praise be to God. Are you still there? Or are you still there? All right. The next one is that the mystery of preaching the prophetic word or declaring the prophetic is the activation of angels. Praise be to God. Angels exist, but they are only activated to work and be a blessing in your life when the prophetic word is released. Without a prophetic word, no angel can. The Bible said he has given his angels charge over you, who guard you in all the way, so that you not hit your foot against any stone. When the word of God comes into your life, someone was sharing a story with me about a young nurse. I think some of you have read it already on social media. A nurse who went to write exam somewhere. And then the sister is not in that town, called the man that she lives together with, a supposed man of God, and told the sister to go to that, her man, her husband, whatever, boyfriend, whatever. She went there, and the man has entered into agreement with the chief of that particular town. They killed the girl. They killed the girl and buried her in an uncompleted place. And I was telling the one who was telling me this story that this lady, something could have happened to her. She said, no, I'll not go again. Let me go home. And she will never know how close she came to death. Are you there with me? Many of you, because of angelic activity, you have come close to death, but you did not even know. That's why when you don't thank God, it hurts the angels. It shocks the angel. It hurts God. Many a times you've come close. Sometimes what is dividing is a wall. Then behind that wall is somebody looking for someone's private part to go and do that. But a wall prevented that person from seeing you. When we say, let's thank God. He said, oh, Lord, oh, God, you are not blessing me because you are not sensitive to know. But in this season, I see angelic activities. The angels of God, they minister for you and they minister to you. Amen. There are some people that you are tired of calling them. An angel of God can minister on your behalf for you to go and remind the person that call this individual. We'll just put your matter on the heart of the person. The person will just help you. I see angels doing that in your favor. And there are angels who minister to you in times where you are weak and tired, you can't even pray. By the time you realize, without a gospel song, an anointing comes upon you to pray again, to lift up your, an angel is ministering strength to you. Even Jesus in Gethsemane, the Bible says an angel of the Lord came down to strengthen him. That angel was ministering to him. I see angels who minister to and minister for, working in this season because of you. Because of the word that you have heard, they are bringing money to you. They are bringing your business partner to you. Oh, the one who will marry you, the angel will bring it. The one who shouted, amen, you will testify. The new house you want to access, the angels are orchestrating a way. You will move to a better apartment. Shout, amen, 3 times. 2, 3. Clap your hands, clap your hands. You want to bow down your heads in prayer that God, let your word become a manifestation in my life. I open my spirit, soul, and body for manifestation. Tell God, I've renewed my mind. I've changed my ways. I've renewed my mind. I've renewed my mind. I have renewed my mind. Every stronghold of the mind, let it be broken in Jesus' name. Lo si kadoshe. Labra kiando ro si akabandesi. Bo karadado shedelebedes. Lo ki palado si antabaya. La digo sote lebedosis. Wari akabando kasita yades. Lo shadere godolomodi atabaya. I maroko si predo go si atabadose. Mambando ginda do shatalaba. Somebody pray. Father, help me to renew my mind. Let every old mindset that brings a particular result in my life be broken in the name of Jesus. The Bible is casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Rasha afalados le prondo godos yantala badia kaboda la corodos setelebede I marando satili kabari ataya. The power to renew mind, the power for new mindset, let it be released. Let every stronghold of the mind be broken by the power of the Holy Spirit. We bring down negative thoughts and high things that exalt themselves against the counsel of Jehovah. Come down in the name of Jesus. Kodaba shata la badiataya. Murende lebokia tolobo sata la bai. Mambadia kodobo sata la badia kabaya. Le riandala. For him alone is worthy. Thank you for your blessings and power. We give you glory because we are more than conquerors in this season. The word is transforming the weak to become strong. The one who is helpless will be helped. The one with nothing will receive an abundance. Every form of loss, every form of indebtedness is taken away. You are receiving, you are releasing abundance upon your people. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands. You
made a way. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you. So now